Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome to Healthy Versus Toxic, the podcast where licensed mental health professionals explore what makes a relationship healthy or unhealthy or even abusive, all from a scientifically informed perspective.
Well, this is Dr. Grande. Today's question asks, are beautiful people more intelligent? I've heard this question many times, and I've heard kind of many different versions of this question. We know that individuals perceive physically attractive people as being more intelligent than physically unattractive people. This perception is captured by the phrase, what is beautiful is good. And this doesn't necessarily have anything to do with romance. Neither the sex of the person making the judgment nor the sex of the person being judged has an effect on the perception that beautiful people are intelligent. In addition, we see studies that show that first and second graders have the perception that attractive teachers are more intelligent. So we see there's a perception, but could it actually be true? Could beautiful people be more intelligent? Well, in terms of the research literature, some say yes and some say no. I'll go through a few theories and arguments, and then I'll give my opinion about it at the end. So looking at the argument that it is true, beautiful people are intelligent, we see this is often presented as a logical argument, partially based on the construct of a sort of mating. That is the coupling of individuals based on their similarity on one or more characteristics. We know that intelligent people tend to seek intelligent mates. This has been established in the research literature. Similarly, we see that physically attractive individuals tend to have physically attractive mates. With both these things being true, we would expect what's called cross-trait assortive mating. So essentially, both intelligence and physical attractiveness signal high mate value. Both intelligence and physical attractiveness are highly heritable, so they're passed on through genes. So when people with these characteristics mate, they pass on these properties to their offspring. We know that in general, men value physical attractiveness when seeking a mate more than any other characteristic. Women do too, but for them, intelligence ranks higher. It's a more important consideration than it is for men. Physically attractive women tend to have more intelligent husbands. So a woman's attractiveness predicts the intelligence of her mate. A man's physical attractiveness is not associated with his wife's intelligence. So a man's physical attractiveness doesn't predict anything related to the intelligence of his mate. So all these arguments can really be summed up with this statement. If females generally prefer intelligent males because intelligent males tend to have higher status and higher incomes, and if most males prefer physically attractive females, then over the long run, the two characteristics will tend to co-vary. That is, they will move together. As one increases, the other will increase. Now, we see in a paper published in 2004, and I'll put all of the references I used in the description for this video, we see in this paper that several arguments are put forth into four assumptions. So arguments for the idea that beautiful people are intelligent. Now, these assumptions, in theory, make a very clear argument that proves that beautiful people are more intelligent. Here are the four assumptions. More intelligent men are more likely to occupy higher status than less intelligent men. The second assumption, higher status men are more likely to mate with beautiful women than lower status men. And then with assumption three, essentially they're saying intelligence is heritable, which I talked about before. We know that it is. And assumption four, they talk about how beauty is heritable. And again, that's been well established. So we have these four assumptions that line up to, again, in theory, proving that beauty and intelligence would be positively correlated. In addition to the four assumptions, they also cite a variety of scholarly articles in this paper that show a correlation between beauty and intelligence. So is this a good argument? Are these assumptions true? And if they are true, does that mean that the point is proven? In general, I would say yes. As I talked about before, there is support for every assumption. And if we line the assumptions up, it does make sense that there would be this positive correlation between beauty and intelligence. However, the argument has been somewhat controversial. We see in 2008, another article was published that refutes the findings in the 2004 article. This 2008 article made the argument that the evidence really wasn't clear in favor of this theory. The methodology of the studies showed the relationship between beauty and intelligence was weak, and the results, even if they were to be trusted, didn't indicate a clear relationship. Furthermore, they argued against the validity of the assumptions themselves, including arguing that the term higher status was not defined too well. They argued that even if the four assumptions were true, that doesn't necessarily mean that beauty and intelligence are positively correlated, noting in theory that somebody could change their level of physical attractiveness if they had enough money, and therefore beauty might not be entirely heritable. I'm not sure this is a great way to argue against that original paper. Some interesting ideas, though.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Now, in 2011, 3 years after that study, we see another study with a large sample size, again looking at beauty and intelligence, and it had a sample drawn from two countries, the United Kingdom and the United States. This study found that physical attractiveness was significantly positively associated with general intelligence, and this was true when not controlling for other variables and when controlling for variables like social class, body size, and health. So either way, they found a positive correlation. They also found that this correlation was stronger among men than women. So we see this significant finding is interesting, but how strong is the association? Well, in the United Kingdom sample, physically attractive men had an IQ that was just under 14 points higher than men that were not physically attractive. Physically attractive women were over 11 points higher in IQ as compared to women who were not considered attractive. So just as a point of reference, the standard deviation on an IQ test is 15 points. So this means that we see, with the men anyway, a difference of almost one full standard deviation. Now, in the United States sample, we still see a statistically significant positive correlation for both men and women, but the correlations are much smaller. The results here were presented a little differently. We see that for a one standard deviation increase in physical attractiveness, the IQ of men increased 2.3 points, and the IQ for women increased 2 points. So to explain the significance of this, consider a person who's at the 50th percentile in physical attractiveness and the 50th percentile in terms of IQ. That means that half the population would be less physically attractive than that person, and half the population would have an IQ that was lower than that person. So if we took that same person and move them one standard deviation up in terms of physical attractiveness, they would now be at the 84th percentile, right? So a large jump. And their IQ would change to the 55th percentile. So just to kind of frame it in terms of how much change we see as physical attractiveness increases. So why is there so much difference between the two experiments, the United Kingdom and the United States? Well, the methodology was different. There were different instruments. And measurement is one of the big problems we see with answering this question, because attractiveness is subjective. And of course, intelligence is subjective. With all these different theories and arguments and mixed findings from scientific studies, what do I make of all this? Are beautiful people really more intelligent? I would say this. Logically, beauty and intelligence should be positively correlated based on cross-trait, a sort of mating. I mentioned that construct before. But I don't think the research is clear enough to say that this is the case with any level of certainty, right? We see mixed results. We see some methodologies in certain papers that aren't really strong. I would think that if they were truly positively correlated in a meaningful way, we would see larger discrepancies consistently over the course of many experiments, and not just hit or miss, not just seeing one that looks like there may be an association over here, but then another one where it looks like there's not really a relationship. We see these papers with substantial sample sizes showing a statistically significant, but perhaps not an important positive correlation between the constructs. So there may be an association there, but it doesn't matter much. I think the perception that beautiful people are more intelligent is much more pronounced than the reality. The statistical difference is small, but the difference in perception is much larger. To the extent that appearing intelligent is helpful, I suppose physically attractive people have an advantage there. I find these studies quite interesting. Like all research studies, they're fun to read, but I don't know if these particular types of studies have much of a value in terms of application, at least not from a counseling perspective. If somebody comes in and says, I want people to think of me as more intelligent, but I'm not physically attractive, what do I do? Well, according to the research, become more physically attractive. This advice is less useful than telling somebody who wants to run a mile in less time to run faster, right? Yes, they're both obvious, of course, but someone who practices running may actually be able to run faster. Becoming more physically attractive is really much more challenging. If somebody really did have this concern about appearing more intelligent, I think I would say something like, focus on other variables that are tied to intelligence that you can change, and not the ones that are difficult to change. This is a common counseling tip that we hear often, right? Focus on what can be changed. There's no sense wasting energy on something that can't be changed. I may also say something like, why do you want to appear to be more intelligent? What are the advantages of that? Actually being more intelligent would impart an advantage, but appearing more intelligent may not really help too much. So essentially, these research articles are debating two somewhat well-defined constructs that people cannot alter, which only makes them slightly more useful than papers that argue about two poorly defined constructs that can't be changed. I suppose, though, the argument can be made that it's helpful to know how perceptions are formed and what perceptions actually are. It gives us a better understanding of how people view the world, what people might think if they look at a physically attractive person, what assumptions they might make. And it also gives us insight into mate preferences, how people decide with whom they will get involved romantically.
Thanks for listening. This has been a production of Ars Longa Media. The executive producer is Dr. Patrick Beeman. For more content, please visit our website at arslonga.media. To leave feedback or suggestions, send an email to info@arslonga.media. To find more content from Dr. Grande, including a link to his YouTube channel and his other Ars Longa podcasts, visit our website at arslonga.media. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only and should not be construed as medical or mental health advice. Ars Longa, Vita Brevis.
Hi, I'm Matt Harris. Seton Tucker and I host the podcast Impact of Influence, which for 2 years covered in depth Alec Murdoch, who was eventually convicted in 2023 of murdering his wife Maggie and son Paul. That story continues to evolve, and we will cover that. Plus, we will tell you stories of other true crime events that have happened in the South. Please join us on Impact of Influence. And give us a follow on the Impact of Influence Facebook page.